This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Labour Minister says child labour will not be tolerated in Barbados. Several areas in Christchurch severely hit by yesterday's heavy downpours. A former president of the Nurses Association comes to the defence of a psychiatric nurse who was chastised for the escape of a patient from court. The BUT calls for a detailed maintenance program in the education system, and an earthquake kills over 100 in China's northwestern province. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Minister of Labour Colin Jordan says child labour will not be tolerated and declares his ministry's intention to weed out the practice. Mr. Jordan is the latest public figure to speak out against the circulation of a video of a minor conducting on a route taxi. He tells Starcom Network News his ministry will work within the confines of the law to ensure that instances of child labour do not occur in Barbados.
Child abuse of any type will not be tolerated, but from our perspective, where children are being exploited in work situations is not something that the Ministry of Labour will accept at all. As a matter of fact, stronger than accept, we abhor it and we'll do everything within the law to make sure that it doesn't happen. We do not believe that there is a major issue with child labour in Barbados, but we believe that if there is one situation, is one too many, and anything that comes to our attention that on investigation constitutes an abuse of children with respect to work is one that we will work within the bounds of the law to eliminate.
Mr. Jordan says his ministry will await the findings of an investigation before any action is taken.
We have been made aware of the video, and we are also aware that the Ministry of Transport, Works and Water Resources, the Ministry responsible for transport, is conducting an investigation. I've put my officers on notice that this is a matter that is of interest to us because we need to understand what it is that has happened in this situation. And so as soon as the result of the investigation, once we have that in hand, then we will consider it and decide on our next steps.
Minister of Labour, Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. Several parts of Christchurch were severely hit by flooding following yesterday's heavy rainfall, which left some residents marooned in their homes. Officers from the Barbados Fire Service and the Drainage Unit were called out to assist in the efforts to pump excess water out of affected areas. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Member of Parliament for Christchurch East and Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, said that the areas hit are usually prone to flooding.
We had lots of flooding in Maxwell and Dover, down in Christchurch East. We have flooding in Breedy's Land, Silver Sands. Drainage is down here right now, actually trying to pump the water across by Ealing Park, Ealing Grove. Ealing Grove was very, very heavily flooded. We went and inspected there with the fire service, who also offered to bring some of their pumps and help to pump off water. And one area was so badly flooded that there was nowhere to pump the water to. So, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, if I was to list the areas, Goodland Gardens, we know that's a problem all the time. Maxwell, Dover, Breedy's Land, Inchmarlow, areas in Inchmarlow, some people have flooded in. In Ealing Grove, you have a couple of basements entirely flooded and people flooded into their houses.
Mr. Abrams believes the issue is a result of the neglect of wells over the years and a structured plan is needed to fix the problem.
This is a case of systematic neglect of our wells and drainage infrastructure over years, not even 1 year or 2 years, but over many, many years. In a lot of areas, it is wells upstream that have been blocked. So you might start seeing flooding in areas that hadn't ever experienced that level of flooding before. It's because wells at higher elevation are not taking the water. So the water is bypassing those wells and coming right down to where it didn't come before. So we can't do a knee-jerk one for this. With this one, this needs proper planning, proper evaluation, a structured response that properly addresses the situation. Otherwise, you're going to put a lot of money, put a plaster over sore that doesn't get healed.
Member of Parliament for Christchurch East and Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Former President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Constance Waterman, wants an overhaul of the mental health and prisoner transportation protocols as she disagrees with a psychiatric nurse being chastised in the High Court for the escape of a patient. Ms. Waterman argues that there is no legal framework governing nurses accompanying patients or prisoners to court, and that therefore the psychiatric nurse should not have been held responsible for what transpired. She also believes such practices put nurses in potential danger and that the incident highlights the need for mental health reform.
It is my hope that any new reform will address such matters as this now under the microscope. This incident now calls for action on the part of management and the relevant authorities of the psychiatric and mental health institutions to move with haste the mental health reform that protects the largest number of healthcare professionals and to implement the needed protocols and policies that will ensure this never again places any nurse in such potentially volatile circumstances. It is not right, not fair, and more crucially, leaving psychiatric nurses exposed to dangers. So while we strive for protection of patients and persons with mental illness, we must strive equally for the protection of nurses and healthcare workers who are doing their utmost to care for their patients.
Former president of the Barbados Nurses Association, Constance Waterman. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is calling for a more detailed maintenance program to be rolled out across the school system. Several of the island schools were plagued with environmental issues during the first term, causing disruptions. The St. John Primary School was shut down and students relocated as a result of these challenges. General Secretary of the BUT, Herbert Gittin, says it is critical that schools are properly maintained.
While it is recognized that many of our school plants are aging, it is still very important that these plants are properly maintained to ensure the health and safety of the occupants, who are mainly students and teachers. This term, our members made complaints about environmental concerns at a number of schools, which led to numerous interruptions. While the union continues to make representation to the authorities about the various issues raised, it is our belief that more has to be done by the authorities to reduce these health and safety matters.
He believes more must be done to prevent environmental issues.
It is our view that a more detailed maintenance program is required for our schools. There are some schools that continue to have ongoing environmental issues, and notably the Lawrence Tegear and the Lester Vaughan Secondary Schools. This term, issues arose at Anhill, Lutetorn, and St. John's Primary. The union has worked closely with the Ministry of Education in all of these matters, and we will continue to do so in the new year, regardless of the issues.
General Secretary of the BUT, Herbert Gittins. Chief Executive Officer of the Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited, ICBL, Goulburn Alleyne, is concerned about the number of uninsured drivers on the roads. However, Mr. Alleyne tells Starcom Network News he believes the electronic verification registration will help crack down on this increasing trend.
There is a lot of uninsured drivers on the road, so there's that concern from the insurance industry. But I think the government is moving in the right direction in terms of the electronic verification registration system that will be able to track those persons who have not registered or insured their vehicles. So I'm hoping that once that comes in place, that will alleviate a lot of the situation that we have right now. I think a lot of the accidents that are due to pure negligence, and I think it's just a case where the drivers on the road need to be more conscious of what's happening around them and more careful as they traverse the road.
Chief Executive Officer of the Insurance Corporation of Barbados, Goulburn Alleyne. And finally, at least 111 people were killed in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in a mountainous region in northwestern China late yesterday. Reports suggest that 100 people died in the province of Jiangsu and another 11 in a neighboring province in the quake, which occurred just before midnight on Monday. State broadcast CCTV reported that there was damage to water and electricity lines, as well as transportation and communication infrastructure. Recapping the headlines. The Labour Minister says child labour will not be tolerated in Barbados. Several areas in Christchurch severely hit by yesterday's heavy downpour. Former president of the Nurses Association comes to the defense of a psychiatric nurse who was chastised for the escape of a patient from court. The BUT calls for a detailed maintenance program in the education system, and an earthquake kills over 100 in China's northwestern province. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. You can WhatsApp. Add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Topping. Good morning.